Network Marketing 2.0, episode 089. For show notes, for marketing resources, and more free training, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm excited to bring you this topic today. I want to give you three success tips. Okay, the first one is sort of kind of brand new. The second one is a reminder. The third one is a reminder. The first one is this simple. Listen, when you come into the digital network marketing arena, it's very tempting to think that you want to start your own platform, that you want to start your own product, and you want to start selling your own product. I just want to give you a quick insight to what that entails. It's not exactly as simple as it sounds. It's not exactly as simple as you're keeping 100% of the money. As a matter of fact, it's directly opposite of that. And customer service is involved. Okay, customer service requires a lot of energy. Customer service, especially on products less than $100, if you're doing very well, can especially consume all of your revenue if you're not too careful. So I want you to be clear about that. I want you to think about all these other things that comes with managing your own customer base. I want you to think about all the other things you have to do for a customer to keep them happy. It's not just about making that first sale. It's about conversion, yes, first, but also it's about turning a customer into repeat customers and possibly turning them into disciples. Okay? That's what it's about. And a lot of people don't necessarily pay attention to that. They think, listen, I get to keep all the money. I don't have to produce anything. You're right, to a certain extent, but not very wrong to some extreme extent. And I'm talking strictly from experience, okay? So I still maintain customer base, but I maintain a high ticket customer base. And they're fewer than, you know, selling anything less than $100. And what I've done as of recently is I've outsourced anything that involves customer service for customers that have a customer value less than $100. Majority of people out here are going to be your customer for less than $100. And if you don't have the right infrastructures in place to take care of them, you're going to just struggle and struggle. And then eventually you're going to find out you just get burnt out. The reason why we decided to be a part of network marketing is freedom. You want to always do things in a way that you make sure you're not taking your freedom away. Listen, if you do what you love, at the end of the day, if you do what you love, it's the same thing as freedom. It doesn't matter if you're spending 15 hours, 20 hours per day doing it. As long as you love doing it, it's not work because you love doing it. So that's my first tip for you. I want you to think very well when you're trying to do your own product. It's not necessarily the ideal for most people. Partnering up with other people who have product, who have the infrastructures in place, is always a viable thing. In fact, that's what network marketing is all about. You join a company so you can become a marketer, so you can promote their product for a piece of the pie, right? So, and that's always going to be your most leveraged point. However, if you really love a product and you love to be a creative part of some type of product, feel free to do that. But there are also other ways to still outsource customer service. You can use things like Udemy.com. You can use things like Clickbank.com. And you don't have to worry too much about chargebacks, refunds, customer service, deliverables, and fulfillment, and things like that. So the second tip that I have for you today is a reminder. Make sure you keep things simple in your business. It's very easy. It's the easiest thing ever to complicate what you have going on. And I'm sharing that with you because I care about you. All right? Alright, so I'm sharing that because, again, I care about you. Alright, so the fourth thing I want to share with, not fourth, the third tip I want to share with you is consistency. Listen, if you complicate things, it's very hard to be consistent with it. And the top secret to anybody's success in this business is consistency. A little bit of persistence in that. It's pretty much essentially you saying you never quit. But saying you never quit is very easy to say. Being consistent with what you got going on is the harder part of it. And you have to do that. And that's the only one thing that you have to do to be successful. If you get everything else wrong, if you're consistent, you'll be fine. But I'm just telling you right now the dynamics of that. It's very hard to be consistent with things you complicate for yourself. If somebody share a video with you and say, hey, just share this video with multiple people, keep it simple to that. Yes, you want to capture leads. Yes, you want to warm up those leads. Yes, you want to follow up with those leads, but always have the end goal in mind. The end goal is to expose more people to that video presentation. If you do that and you do that consistently, you'll make money. To do it consistently, you got to keep it simple. To keep things simple, you want to make sure you're doing only things you love to do and make sure everything else is outsourced. Outsourcing does not necessarily mean you're paying up front. Sometimes it means you're sharing revenue with people. Isn't that what this industry is all about? Anyway, I'm done. Hopefully you've been educated, entertained, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.